This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 9, Meeting Monday. Is it dangerous to fall in love abroad? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In this episode, we're going to share our top three favorite websites for making native English speaker friends, real friends at home in your country where you live.
Okay, so Gabby, good to see you again. How's it going?
Good to see you too, Lindsay.
All right, so today we're talking about the experience of going abroad and immersing yourself in a new culture. And in what way could we, what is that like? Like, what are your experiences being abroad?
Yeah, well, I've fallen in love with the culture when I go abroad. Like, I've been to several different countries, Japan, Brazil, the Dominican Republic. And I think when we're talking about falling in love, we're talking about really learning about the culture, living in it, finding things that you enjoy, things that become part of you, things that you want to go back to again and again. So it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing to say fall in love. Like, we're not talking about, you know, romance or anything like that, but really just the appreciation of a place and a culture.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm trying to think. I've had so many specific examples, but I would say, you know, like in Brazil, taking dance classes, you know, I just felt amazing, you know, learning new movements and interacting with locals through the dance classes was really great, because it's not something that I had to be super fluent in Portuguese to, you know, to interact with people in a dance class. It's more movement based, and there are just a lot of locals in the classes, and it's a great way to get immersed going to dance classes every day.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool thing. Yeah, that feeling of immersion is just, it's a special experience that not everyone gets the chance to have in their life. And so the more that you can immerse yourself into the culture and meet the local people, the more of a rich experience you're going to have.
What was one way that you kind of fell in love with a culture?
Yeah, I mean, again, so many experiences and so many different things that I could talk about forever. And I feel like the memories are starting to fade also, which is a little bit sad.
Mm.
But I don't know, living in Buenos Aires, I lived there for 3 months and I met lots of local people, got invited to a lot of like family barbecues.
Nice.
And that was great. Just enjoying the meat and the wine and the bread and just kind of seeing how they enjoyed their Sundays, how the stores close on Sundays completely. Yeah. So nobody is off doing errands or working. They're like spending the time with family. And that to me was really cool.
Very nice. I think what you said about, you know, the memories, keeping those memories alive, you know, you can do that by journaling or blogging when you are living in a new place or just all the time. I mean, why limit it to when you go abroad? But for me, journaling really helps not only to develop my foreign languages, but to remember those experiences. So, you know, bring a paper or electronic journal with you.
Yeah. Or also when you get back to your home country, trying to connect with people from that country that you are in.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I like to go to the Boston Spanish meetup.
Yeah.
Where I do meet people from Argentina or from wherever.
And meetup, this is literally a website, www.meetup, so meetup.com. And it's really popular all over the US. I'm not sure about other countries, but maybe it's starting.
I feel like it's starting to spread across the world. I think it is.
Yeah. You can find, you know, people like conversation partners, activity partners through meetup or through a lot of different websites nowadays.
Yeah. I was also thinking about couchsurfing.com.
Definitely.
Could be another great. The other day I met a student in New York who's doing a lot with couchsurfing. Like, she's going out, she's attending the meetups through couchsurfing.com. And she's meeting a lot of people and practicing her English a lot. And I know that she is going to be successful.
It's not just about finding a place to stay with couch surfing.
Right.
You can meet someone for coffee and just get to know someone from another culture, another language. So it's a really good resource for just meeting people who love to travel and to connect with people from other cultures.
Yeah, that's important.
Another website and group that I enjoy is Internations. It's really popular in the US, but I first started going in Japan when I lived over there. And I know there's chapters all over the world. They have over a million members now. And again, it's just a place where you can meet other people who like to interact with international friends.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've been meaning to get to one of those here in Boston, but there's a big community here.
It's a big group. It's a big group. And it's different everywhere you go. Some chapters are free. Some you have to pay for. So just check it out and see what it's like in your area.
Yeah. So falling in love abroad, immersing yourself, meeting people, and making memories that, you know, you'll have forever.
Yeah. It'll change you forever when you study abroad, and you'll want to connect with those kinds of people again.
Absolutely. Right. Okay. Okay, so I have a question for you guys today. Are you wondering how to maximize your time and learn English as quickly as possible and as easily as possible? I know everyone's busy these days, so you might be wondering this. So here's one way. We have a free ebook, and we have the top 10 ways to learn English with a podcast. So we'd like to offer that to you as a gift for being a listener of the All Ears English podcast, and you can get that by going to www.allearsenglish.com/free.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.